I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's fair to say that you weren't even given the option to do a speed awareness course.
I did ask. The lovely chap in the high-vis jacket with police on his jacket, he said, I don't think so.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 24 of the Auto Alex podcast. If you're watching this with your eye holes, then you will see that we've got two guests. If you're listening to this with your ear holes, then we have two guests, but you can't see them. Should we introduce, before we do that, you join me, you join Rory, and you join
the postman that just dropped off the parcel.
Postman, just, thank you, postman. you joined two very special guests. Would you like to introduce yourself, starting with the man sitting to my right?
Hello, I'm William.
And I'm Edwin.
Yes. Oh. No, I'm Edwin. Hello.
Where are you from?
Newbury originally, just down the road. I was from Car Throttle from before.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm from Top Dead Center.
Why have you spelt center wrong?
Because I'm American.
Okay, right, okay. as you can see and hear, we are joined by Edwin and Will from the new channel, Top Dead Center. We're all part of a family now.
Family. Yeah, it's all about family.
You're going to be seeing a lot of these guys in our unit, which is very, very exciting. Who's messaging me?
Can't believe it.
It's Tim from ABC.
It's so unprofessional.
Do you need some breaks?
We do. We
actually
really
so but behind us, we actually have a Porsche 911.
Can we call it that?
I was going to say, I'm not sure it's a Porsche yet. Yeah.
No, okay.
It was.
Okay.
It was at some point.
Before we get into the video, though, hello to... Oh, shit, no, there's no script this week. We've been very busy, haven't we, Rory?
We've been very busy.
We've been launching a channel with Edwin and Will. We've all been very, very busy indeed. And how's that been going for you guys?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, performance is so far.
Yeah. Right, okay, okay.
Let's
talk numbers.
It's absolutely mental.
What's it? 108,000 subscribers so far.
Almost 400k on the video at filming.
What were you hoping for around this time?
Bragging.
I said to Rory, and Rory's been making fun of me for this, I said it would be really cool if we got 10,000 subscribers and 50,000 views by the end of the week. And then Rory on the first night was like, you idiot.
Yeah, so those numbers have been ticking up quite nicely.
Yeah. What did you think we were going to get?
Million. I thought million. I'm actually extremely disappointed. We're only here because we want that million.
We're doing outreach.
No, I had no idea. I think five figures subscribers would have been. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. We've kind of smashed that. And the first video hasn't even gone out yet.
No. Yeah.
That's what's amazing is we haven't even put a... All we did was talk.
So your reveal videos are nearly, like you said, nearly 400,000 views. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't subscribed yet to Top Dead Center, go search it. Find it, subscribe it, like the first episode, because Edwin and Will go into the reasoning behind starting that channel. Edwin, you're obviously formerly Car Throttle. Mm-hmm. Will, you were formerly Overdrive. And you've been talking about starting a channel for many, many years because you guys are best friends, right?
Yeah. Like, well, we both, everyone in this room worked at Car Throttle.
Yep.
We were all in the same office at one point.
Yeah.
Because Will and I were working on the social media side of Car Throttle together. And yeah, we'd always talked about doing car stuff because... Well, when I met Will is the only other human I've ever met who's as afflicted by car obsession as I am. So we very quickly became very good friends.
Nice.
And yeah, so then the moment we were like, hey, neither of us have jobs. We should probably do something.
Yeah. But the whole not having jobs thing, that was your fault for Car Throttle and it wasn't really your fault for Overdrive, was it?
I'm fully innocent. Edwin is.
Edwin just wanted to watch the world burn.
This is true.
So there are quite a few questions. Let me, before we go into the question, you know, I just mentioned EBC man.
Yes.
Tim, So he said, listening to this is going to be very ADHD. Listening to podcast 23, give Rory a slap, will you? Brakes don't warp unless they get to like 900 degrees. I could get all technical and shit, but warping is such an old fashioned term. I don't know when you said about warping brakes.
When did I say about warping brakes?
Last week.
Oh, my Jag.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Jag had warp brakes.
No, it didn't, unless it got to 900 degrees.
Yeah. Well, okay, I've put new brakes on and the brake paddle is now no longer.
So, Tim, apparently you're wrong. And to make up for it, you're going to have to give us a full set of discs and pads for this Porsche 996.
That's a fair trade.
Actually, speaking of, I'm going to go completely back to last podcast. So I had a very mixed bag of comments. I don't know if you saw. Basically, I said electric cars aren't the future.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there was a lot of people going like, oh, no, they are. Have you not seen the mandates by governments? Which I then just said, governments lie.
You can't say
all right,
that.
Conspiracy
anyway,
theorist Rory.
Since last week, Mercedes-Benz have now said that they are pulling out of a lot of their electric manufacturer. And then I've also had Instagram message from a man who I got told
letter.
I could not say his name.
Oh, interesting.
But if it were his name, or if it were to rhyme with his name, what would it be?
Let me find him.
Also, just quickly, surely this is the easiest way to just get someone to read something is be like, you can't say my name, but this is true. You can't have any details about me, but I promise you this is true.
Sorry, I've forgotten something. Wait.
What?
And Rory's mum, Jackie. There you go. Because we haven't done it. Hello.
This is an ADHD podcast.
It is. Right, while you do that, I'm just looking through some of the comments on your first ever episode on Top Dead Center.
Cool.
One of them says, which has been upvoted 586 times from Frostfly, I hope Will still has decent relations with Scott and Callum. They were so much fun to watch as a trio. I hope this duo can do things just as fun. Will?
Hate the pair of them. The redundancy thing, I don't hate anyone. I'm still friends with both of them. I've spoken to Callum a fair bit about starting this channel and that kind of thing. And what happened. Redundancies, you know, these things happen in business. And the way I see it is if that whole thing hadn't happened with Overdrive, I wouldn't be sat here with Edwin making a new channel.
Aren't you too cute?
Get your pants on.
I'll see you outside afterwards. we're all good.
I think that's always been quite a funny thing with these channels, isn't it? Where when Alex left and all this stuff, there was all this like sort of rivalry in the comments between like, oh, you can only follow Auto Alex or you can only follow Car Throttle. Yeah. And
my favourites were, oh, this is so much better that the short ego guy's gone. And every time I'm like...
and it was almost like you personally insulted Jack and Ethan. And you went, fuck you guys. And I don't want to be
swearing
with you.
Swearing.
Sorry.
sorry, Jackie.
But I think everyone doesn't realise that we've all kind of stayed in touch and stayed friends and everything like that. It's there isn't any... versus each other. It's always just been trying to help each other out where we can.
Yeah. And especially when we've all worked for companies. If it had have been our own channels and then left and made another channel, there might be some form of like, oh, but none of us owned it.
No.
So of course, how could you be mad at someone to go and make their own thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that always got me as well, because obviously I was quote unquote the face of Car Throttle for like I was there for like 10, 11 years. I was the face of it for like 8 years. And anytime anything went wrong, I was the one that got the flack.
Yeah.
Like on Instagram or emails. It's like, oh, I can't believe you're selling out to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't do the deals. I don't do any of this stuff. And it got to a point for me when I was like, I wasn't married, didn't have any kids or anything like that. And it was now or never. So I just jumped ship.
Yeah.
And here we are in a unit. And we've got one of those nice heating things on, which is very expensive to run.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been running that thing.
It's worked out well.
I thought that was just your brain looking at the light going,
Because I can afford to keep that on for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You insist on having this bloody thing on the whole time.
You insist on trying to turn it off every 5 seconds.
Yes, I do. Also, tap over there, £150. I will never get over that.
Do we have a tap?
Yes. Is it worth 150 quid? No. My point is... Well, is my point?
I'm not sure. what I can tell you, though, is that I came in here on Sunday to work on the Porsche and I might have had the heater on all day.
Oh, for crying out loud.
No one told me not to.
What my point is that I jumped ship because I wasn't in control of my destiny, my future, my work life, anything, budgets, and now I am, and now you guys are as well.
Yeah.
And it is very freeing.
Yeah, it is.
So you've got really, really big plans. You know, we were talking about doing a Porsche road trip to the Nürburgring. Mm-hmm. You want to do stuff with your MX-5. But away from that, obviously, every good YouTube channel needs to, are you okay? You're squinting.
I'm just going to go to sleep. Mm.
Every good YouTube channel, and you are a good YouTuber, you've got over 100,000 subscribers in like 4 days. Every good YouTube channel needs to have a dependable, good, solid, reliable workhorse of a crew car, which is what you filmed yesterday.
I don't think we need one.
So how did...
No.
Really?
No, no.
But how did that all unfold? Because... Edwin, you arrived in your E36. I was like, oh, okay. I can't wait to see whatever the car was with Will behind the wheel. And then you arrived in your Clio 172. I was like, is that your crew car, the 172? Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, we're going to check.
We decided two cars is better than one.
So the whole towing thing?
No.
Yeah,
so you didn't want a tow car?
No, we won't bother. The Porsche will be running.
Okay. So the money that was paid for said tow car, what?
That's just an investment.
Right, okay. Was it just an investment into a man that you just like the look of and you're like, hey, we'll give you over £4,000.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Cut the bullshit.
Okay. So we went to go buy a crew car yesterday.
Yes.
And we decided, hey, Birmingham gets a lot of flack for buying cars.
Deserved.
Rory will.
You shouldn't buy a car from Birmingham, all that sort of stuff. So we thought, let's test that. But we shouldn't have tested that. Do you want to explain?
We don't want to ruin it too much, but we actually wanted to disprove that and go there and say, do you know what? There are good people in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And when you watch the video, you'll find out that there aren't
good people.
There aren't good people in Birmingham.
Rory proves that.
So when people always say, like, how I lost 90K on cars, imagine your only pool of buying cars is in Birmingham. It's quite easy to do, isn't it?
You can leave.
Though. Yeah, it's possible.
No, we weren't
allowed to leave for a video.
Yeah.
Your life isn't a video.
Yeah.
You may leave.
Yeah, but sometimes they were quite far away.
So, yeah. So we bought a car. We'll leave the car unnamed.
Yeah.
But, we looked around it, you know, went through the paperwork. Everything was good. It was a more expensive one, but we had a time limit.
More?
Hey now.
Did you run a car vehicle report?
Might not.
Oh, fuck.
But we did ask for a car vertical on Ben's car, who drove us there, and that was clean.
It was clean.
So that's all we can ask for, really.
Right, okay, okay.
No, we bought it, and then on the way home, Will and I started to... There were a few little bits wrong, fine.
Small bits. Yeah, up to £100 max.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
and then...
It's already on a very expensive version of that car.
Yeah. And then it started to judder around roundabouts. And I was like, maybe it's a wheel speed sensor or something. I'll turn traction off.
Mm-hmm.
Did it with traction control off. And I was like, you know, maybe it's still something, you know, turning related wheel speed.
And is this four-wheel drive, this car? Or?
It's a four-wheel drive car. It's quite a large car. And then it started doing it on the straights as well. So, you know, something maybe gearbox, something maybe transfer case.
But when I drove it home, not a problem.
It could be user error.
Not a problem.
It could be.
Did you stop off in a pub and get drunk and then just drive it home?
Yeah, we're like, what's this weird one? Why is the windscreen all hazy?
So we filmed the first half of that video. So we, as of right now, we know that we've bought it. We might not own it by the end of the video.
Okay.
We'll see.
So this car's like Will's at the moment, then, mm-hmm. is it? And you just didn't feel confident in driving.
Well, what I would rather do, if it breaks, which it won't, I'd rather it breaks on a shoot.
But you've got a phone, Will.
You could have just recorded
little clips on your phone.
Yeah, but I needed to get here as well.
Right.
So you're saying that bad? No.
I would have got here, and also in such comfort.
Okay. Such comfort.
But I thought, bring the Clio, you know, save that.
So long and short of it is there ever a time when buying a car from Birmingham is acceptable?
As of right now, no.
Yes. I bought two cars from Birmingham.
And?
And they were both fine.
Okay.
But yesterday, no.
But also, you don't own cars that long. You keep cars for like 2 months. So the moment that anything comes, you're like, it's gone.
Yeah, but... yeah, okay. All right. But I did have two good experiences in Birmingham.
It's true.
Mm. This is going to be a very expensive year, isn't it?
The dodgiest car I ever bought was in Birmingham.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
It was a Jaguar X-Type that basically I took it in for an MOT after I bought it because it only had like 2 months left. And the guy went, there's no way that this should have had an MOT for the last 4 years. Because he lifted up the carpet and there was a hole in the footwell. I'd probably say you could fit a full-size football for it. Oh. And then what they'd done, they'd just put sort of underseal over the top of a basic, like a, I think it was a piece of plastic they'd used to cover this hole and then just undersealed it over the top. The engine management light was on, but they just removed the bulb from it.
I like it.
And yeah, there was quite a lot of other things wrong with it, but it was the worst car I've ever bought. And from
that,
Birmingham.
Which is for Rory saying something.
Yeah. Mm. Do you remember when I wanted to buy that Alpha 75?
Oh my God,
the 2.5
yeah.
V6.
Yeah.
And it was on, I think it was on Collecting Cars, wasn't it? Collecting Cars. And I spoke to the guy and then I think the auction ran and then I spoke to him and I was like, yeah, yeah, you can do a deal. So we actually drove up to Birmingham because I really wanted a red Alpha 75, 2.5 V6. Got there. I think we may have already mentioned this on podcast, but we got to the guy's lockup and he was like, all right, bro. And I was like, yeah, all right. And sure enough, the car was outside his little unit, his little garage, and it was quite warm. And I was like, oh, you know, I did say, you know, do you mind just leaving it switched off so I can have a cold start? And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I just wheeled it out, just pulled it out of my garage. And I was like, yeah, but it's very, very warm. And he was like, what did he say? His wording was very strange.
Oh, I just took it for a spin because I thought it might be my last time to go for
it. It wasn't even spin. He said, like, I took it for a blast up and down the road a few times or something. And I was like, interesting.
Because it might be his last time to drive it.
Yeah, yeah. And then we got to the back of the car and, you know, you just like put your hand against the exhaust just to feel that there's no holes in the exhaust system. So just make sure there's good pressure. It was cold. Like the rear of the exhaust was very cold. Had a look underneath and sure enough, it wasn't even connected. Yeah, it was. And then there was rust everywhere and so many blemishes. And I was like, I've been on a train for like 2.5 hours.
Oh. Well, that's the thing. It took me quite a while. I don't know if you remember this. It took me, I think even Alex in the back of his mind knew that not to buy it. But Alex, being Alex, was like, I can't have this as a wasted journey. So you could tell that he wanted to still buy this car. And it was a while of just going, no. No, we are not buying this car. This could be a
you
world
actually put
of
your mummy put her foot down.
Really?
Yeah.
I just knew that it would be a world of pain, that car. Because there was a few of electrical gremlins as well with it, where lights were coming up for random. And he was like going, yeah, it just does that. It's an Alpha.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So you definitely walked away. And I'm actually looking for a new car for my wife, Rianne, because she's had an up for ages. Yeah. And there was the perfect Mini. It's like perfect spec and everything. And I looked where it was, Birmingham. I was like, no, I literally just closed the laptop, threw it out the window.
Oh.
I was like, I can't have it. Can't have it. So anyway, that video is nearly finished shooting.
We'll see tomorrow.
Oh my God.
You might find out on a future podcast what happened to that car. Okay.
But in the meantime, you've been working on this Porsche 911.
The Porsche.
First episode comes out in 2 days. Friday, what, 6 o'clock maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So 2 days time, everyone who is subscribed to the Top Dead Center YouTube channel will see the first proper editorial video where you go out and you buy this.
Yeah. Another good car purchase.
Another solid purchase.
Yeah. Well, I'm turned around and I'm looking at a seat or half a seat because it is.
You might call it a seat.
It's quite crispy.
Yeah.
It is quite crispy. So you've got a lot of work to do. Don't
yeah.
You?
Yeah.
See, you know, with Matt Armstrong videos, he usually buys like a crashed or a scrap car and he fixes them up and then he usually gets that car all fixed up and he gives you a price and he's like, I got it fixed up for like 20 grand below retail.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the case with this car?
Yes.
Actually, way
under. Yes.
Way yeah?
Under. Yes.
And I mean, because he restores them back to factory.
Listen, nobody said anything about factory. a factory up in Birmingham, maybe.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Sorry, everyone in Birmingham.
So this isn't going to have its full interior redone? And
well, we've been set a challenge by Alex to beat Phil. So we're going to need to lose some weight.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
And then the car will need to have some work as well.
Yeah.
To be fair, if they don't beat Phil as well, Edwin has to eat some molten plastic.
He does. Unfortunately, yes. Ben's cut out the video, so there's no recorded proof.
Okay, no, we're
going to
say it on this. We are going to say it on here.
Yes.
Yeah. So if Edwin loses, he has to eat some molten plastic.
I will crunch a bit of plastic.
And that will be in the video, won't it?
Might be in the video.
It will be in the video. It has to be in the video, yeah. So should we just set the stage now? So both cars.
Yep.
Cobra?
No.
We need something smaller.
Smaller?
The roundabout outside? Just around it.
Just around it.
A go-kart track.
Go-kart track.
No, what about Cobra? Cobra. Because Cobra's crunchy.
We can do Cobra.
We can do Cobra?
We can do Cobra.
Okay.
We just need
you drive in a Porsche.
Yeah.
I'll drive Phil.
No.
What?
We need a base. We need someone to drive both cars. So you have to give up. You have to let someone drive your car hard.
All right, Ben Collins.
Okay, fine.
Who's your driver?
Ben Collins. Ben Collins.
No. He's my driver. You need to find your own driver.
No, they both
have the Stig.
No, sorry. Guys, he just puts a helmet on. I'm like, I can't actually disprove that.
Who are you?
I've had a lap of Nokia. I'll drive you.
Oh, right. I would be fully on board with that. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there we go. We're done.
You know what I should do? Shall I find Ben Collins?
Perfect.
Sorry. Hold the line.
So Alex seems to have this habit of trying to phone famous people during the podcast. 90%
trying and failing most of the time.
Yeah, 90% of the time they don't pick up, but sometimes they do. We got Chris Harris on the podcast once.
Love Chris Harris.
How upset was he to be just called in the middle of nowhere?
Well, you could tell he answered the phone. He didn't obviously know who he was answering the phone to, which is the best thing.
Unknown.
And then he had a massive conversation with Ben, and I was just sitting there. Yeah, I was like the third wheel. It's fantastic. Right. Let's see how desperate Ben Collins is to be.
Yeah, and then when you tell YouTube him it's a fire damaged 996 that we repaired, and he's like, I'm busy that day. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Right, let's... here we go. Sorry. Sorry, Ben.
I love that you have him saved as Ben Collins Stig.
Yeah. Just in case.
As if you forget.
There are other Ben Collinses.
Oh, hello, Ben Collins Stig. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. You sound like you're in bed.
Are you on a podcast?
Yeah! Are you in bed?
No, I'm not in bed. I've just done a night shoot, though.
Oh, really? Oh. Are you tired?
Yeah. Am I on a podcast, though? Do I need to sound cool and interesting, or can I just be relaxed?
Well, no, you always sound a bit shit. But yeah, you are. No, you're not on a podcast. But you are.
All right, fine.
But you are.
Ben, you're on a podcast.
You're on a podcast.
Frick's sake. Right. What's going on?
So I don't know if you noticed, but there's a new channel called Top Dead Center that's done 100,000 subscribers, like 400,000 views on the first episode. They have got a project car, which is a fire damaged Porsche 911 996. I know you like those. So they are
as good as 997.
Oh.
$5,000, okay.
$5,000. It was $5,000, to be fair. It looks like shit, though, so the guys have got their work cut out. However, the guys, Edwin and Will, are going to be fixing up that car, making it a bit lighter, making it sharper, blah, blah, blah. And then we've got a little bet going that car will beat my V6 MX-5, around Kerbera. And I was saying, yeah, I'll drive Phil, and you, Edwin, drive the Porsche. And he was like, no, we need someone independent. So... Ben, if you're up for it, would you drive both cars as hard as you possibly could so we could see which car is faster?
Fantastic. I'd love to. Do you think your Phil will survive a lap in my hands, though?
No.
Probably not, to be fair. But it would be fucking good on YouTube if you broke it.
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be great. Well, Kerbera, yeah. The Grand Prix track, former Grand Prix circuit, as we know.
Yeah. Absolutely. The Kerbergring.
One of the great wonders of the North.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we will. I'll give you a shout and we'll book that in at some point, maybe in April or so.
Ben, just out of interest, unrelated, how do you like your 996's set up? Just, you know. Just...
Factory.
Oh, shit.
Bugger.
Oh,
what are they doing? I think I found their page. Yes, interesting.
Yeah, give it a watch because, the guys are on the cusp of something great and wonderful, and we can't wait.
Exciting. Well, I'll count the corners to see which one makes it the furthest. I think that could
fantastic.
Be
fantastic.
As well as the lap time.
Anyway, while we've got you, Ben, what are you up to? What have you been up to?
Well, I'm doing a car chase at the moment in London, which is cool for a new film.
Fantastic.
So that's exciting. Fallen in love with some cars I've never driven before, which I can't reveal yet.
But okay.
I look forward to featuring those because they're pretty cool. A little drift monster that I've been in.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. And then, yeah, back into YouTube land. So I've just done a really mad podcast with my old Top Gear boss, Andy Wilman.
Seen it. Yep.
Yeah. And I spoke more to him in that podcast than I did in 8 years. He's quite a mysterious individual, a man of mystery, is the Wilman. So it's great to catch up with him and sort of pick his brains. But lovely guy.
And Ben, really what's your podcast called?
Some say he can't remember. It's on in all good places.
It is.
It should have bumped out that cheeky Alex. Position.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, Ben. Well, yeah, good catching up, and good that you're in for our little race that we'll be doing maybe in April time.
Always love it. Thanks for thinking of me, and catch you soon.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Have a good day. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Wow.
There you go. That's a Stig.
The Stig driving our 911.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Also, it's Stig themed currently.
It is Stig themed.
You could kill the Stig in your 911.
Fantastic. Oh, think of the YouTube title.
Yeah.
We killed the Stig.
We killed the Stig. That would be fantastic.
Think of the lawsuits.
That's not so,
I think in the meantime, I think I need to have a little chat with Bruno because he wanted to do a little bit of...
No.
What?
No,
but you're doing loads of stuff.
Yeah, because it's been on fire. You've already had your chance to modify that car. You have to leave that car.
Shit.
Well.
Oh no! I need to do the diff bushes. Yeah. Allow me diff bushes.
Okay, that's fine. You can have a diff bush.
Okay.
That, in exchange,
one diff
one,
bush.
One diff bush.
Pick in a bush. Exchange, we get a supercharger kit.
No,
fair's fair.
That car did try and kill him on the Nürburgring a few times.
It was so shit. Oh. It was so bad on the Nürburgring. It was like a pendulum.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah,
this is
fantastic.
But on Kerber, it's not so bad.
Kerber's different. It's a bigger test.
Do you know what I was thinking? Right, is there a petrol or diesel powered car that you can think of that is a reasonable budget that would be that shitty old Tesla
that I've around bought. Kerber?
Around Kerber. Is there anything?
Wait, how many laps? Because that Tesla after like two laps will be...
It will derate.
Yeah,
if we just say literally one flying lap. So from start, one flying lap. Because I think that Tesla would probably... If, say, an FK2 Civic Type R would do 35, 36 seconds, I reckon a Tesla would be doing 31, 32.
You
genuinely.
Think?
The way that thing gets off the line is unreal. Yeah,
I was next to you at the lights when we were leaving the unit the other night, and it was, even for it being an old one, is...
No, that wasn't me.
Okay.
That was
no, up to... We were on the motorway, but there was a junction on the motorway that you went up to 70 on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It was very fast, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, speaking of very fast, you got a letter through, didn't you?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
A brown one. A brown letter.
So, you know, a couple of podcasts ago, I mentioned that I was on the M40, man.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't have any speed limits, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
But I was driving towards Birmingham.
Mm. Oh.
So
they're trying to stop you. They're trying to slow you down.
They were trying to slow me down. Yeah, yeah,
don't
yeah.
go any further.
Stop right there. There was a transit van on a bridge with a man or a woman with a camera gun pointing at my vehicle as I was doing an overtake. No, the letter isn't here, Rory. I've actually given it to Rianne because she needs to post it.
What?
I've not posted it.
You're
back
trying to get Rianne to take your points. That's really shitty of you.
It's in an incinerator.
She said she was driving up the M40, right?
Yeah. So I got caught at 84 miles an hour.
Hey, happens to the best of us.
Hey. And I was doing an overtake because I was very frustrated with the cars in front. Because
that doesn't sound like you.
They were in the way. I clocked it. That is, I think, one of only maybe two or three times in my life that I've seen a camera on top of a bridge on the M40.
Yeah.
So they must have got a lot of people on that day. They must have, maybe they're like, you know, Brexit and budget cuts and stuff. We need to make a bit more money back.
Yeah, coming up to the end of the month, they're like,
end of the tax year as well.
So, exactly. Yeah. So I've had to fill in a big form that says, you may get 3 points, or would you like to do a speed awareness thing? So I've ticked it and I've like gone over it in black like 20 times saying, please, sir.
I didn't realize the speed awareness courses are long as
three
well.
Hours.
Yeah.
So I was speaking to Dan, you know, artist Dan, who does all the artwork here. He had to do a speed awareness course recently. And I said to him, will that put you off? Or like, have you learned something? And he was like, yeah, I've learned that it's so fucking boring. I don't ever want to speed again because I don't want to do a speed awareness course. So fair play, the speed awareness course does work.
Yeah.
So I really, if you're watching Thames Valley Police, could I please do a speed awareness course? Because this is literally the first time that I've been caught speeding. Not that I've ever sped before. I was having a bad day and, you know, it's just, you know, stuff.
Could you imagine if they stuck one of those vans on there at 9 o'clock at night on the M40? Oof.
I'd be in prison.
And if they like camoed it all out and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. They do have those. Near me in Northamptonshire, they have vans that are grey, unmarked.
What?
Yeah.
That's not allowed.
That's now, illegal.
You shouldn't speed. But no. I think that's dirty.
Yeah.
Give us a chance at that's the like, very least.
Give us a chance to slow down.
Yeah, give me a chance to get to the speed limit. And then go, oh, I shouldn't.
Yeah, because
I can't go over that.
You've got previous, don't you? Is this something we need to move on from?
Yeah, we can. We can move on. Yeah. It did ruin my life for 5 years.
It's fair to say that you weren't even given the option to do a speed awareness course.
I did ask. the lovely chap in the high-vis jacket with police on his jacket, he said, I don't think so.
And there's the hook. Yeah. Oh, God, that is funny.
So
funny.
When are you moving from Northampton then? Because that sounds like a shitty place.
It's actually really bad. Yeah. I think I'm in an okay part.
Okay.
I'm near Silverstone. I'm near all those bits. And it's okay.
And how often do you go to Silverstone?
Once.
Okay.
A day.
Just once. Stop off on the way to the unit. Ever.
Well, you drive past it quite a lot, don't you? You see the Silverstone sign, which is pretty much good enough.
I'll go there. I've done Silverstone.
Yeah. You're driving past the way, you're like, morning, Lewis. Yeah.
Lewis?
Yeah.
Who's Lewis?
Hamilton.
Oh, my God. I thought you were talking about your former boss.
Lewis. No, we don't talk about Lewis, my former boss.
Speaking of Silverstone.
Yes.
I have a story.
Oh, this is so good. Prepare yourselves. Buckle in, boys.
Okay, here
buckle
we go.
In. This is so good.
So I was doing some filming for P1 with Matt and Tommy.
Oh, you're cheating on all
that? Yeah, they just needed a bit of a hand because their usual videographer can't do it. And then, yes, for people who don't know, they also used to be a part of the Car for All team, so that's why we all know them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually used to do all the main stuff for WTF1. But yeah, right, anyway.
Just bragging much. Jesus, yeah.
But yeah.
Sorry, Rory, do you have 100,000 subscribers?
So anyway, I was doing the filming for them, and then we were in Silverstone in the F1 museum, which is like their home ground. Like usually if I'm out with Matt and Tommy at any sort of F1 event or anything F1 related, they're getting stopped all the time for photos, all that stuff and everything. Anyway, we've done the whole day filming there, you know, done the thing. And then we're like going, oh, let's get some breakfast. There's a cafe on site. So we're at the cafe.
So before you go to the cafe, had they been inundated?
No, not once had they been asked for a photo or anything. No.
That's quite embarrassing, especially for Matty.
Yeah.
Because he loves F1. Like, when I think of F1, I think of Matty.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
but he didn't get stopped once.
No, not once.
Oh, sorry, Matty. I'm just reveling in this. So it was many times.
We were around there for hours.
And there were people around?
Lots and lots
like
of people.
Like actual human
lots
people?
Of, we had to F1 walk past fans. A whole queue of people who were queuing.
And not once?
Not once.
Not, wow.
Not once.
Oh, Matty. Oh.
So then anyway, we're at the cafe.
Yep.
And then some guy walks up to us and goes, all right, guys. Are you Rory?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
And Matty was there after the guy left and went, never would I see the fucking day where I'd be standing in the background as you're the one getting recognised.
Oh, I love it. I love it so
that's
much.
Oh, I took great joy in that.
I bet you did.
Oh, how much good. Did you pay him?
Oh, a lot of money. Yeah. A lot of money. But it was worth every fucking penny.
Yeah, yeah. I also, when you told me this yesterday, I sent a video of me like reenacting it.
You did,
one of those dramatic reenactments. And I sent it to him and he was like, fuck you. And that's the last I've heard of Matty. Yeah, yeah.
He's actually coming here today.
Today?
Yeah, 1:30.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cupboard.
Come on. What time is it now? It is 11:48. Okay, cool. That's very exciting. Yeah. Right, so we've talked a bit about the new channel. Mm-hmm. But for people who might not know you guys very well from, you know, CT or especially Overdrive, because it was a smaller channel than CT, tell us about how you got into cars, your love of cars, and why you are obsessed with cars, and what gets you going?
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
I think it's probably my dad that got me into cars.
Yeah, same.
Because, yeah.
Why is everyone laughing? Why is everyone laughing?
Yeah, it's probably my dad. Yeah, he had some cool cars when I was growing up. Basically, as soon as I could drive and, you know, pass my test, it was just car. Because actually, before that, I was more into football for a bit.
Were you?
Yeah, I was more into football. But then as soon as I could actually get a car, that was it.
Are you still into football?
I still do like
if
football,
you had to pick one, cars or football? Think about
it would,
this.
It would be cars.
There you go.
It would be cars. I could never dedicate all my spare time, all my money, playing my life, yeah, my relationship to football, whereas cars, I'm more than willing to sacrifice just about anything. Yeah.
Even your license.
my what? 42 days of what? I know. that was, as soon as I could buy a car, I was like, I just need to keep buying cars and driving cars and going to events. And it's never, I always thought, like, eventually maybe it'll slow down. Maybe I won't want to go to events. Maybe I won't want to modify cars, but it hasn't. So I'm kind of doomed till the end.
Oh,
now.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but you're in the right place, aren't you?
I know. So let's just make some videos about it.
Covered.
So, Will, when did you first start a car throttle then? What was?
I was 2016, which, for those unaware of 2016, was the Great Cull.
Yeah.
Many God. Were let go and forgotten.
Was that when Adnan woke up in a really bad mood and he was like, no, you're done. You're done.
That was a great time.
But apart from, I was hired and then everyone else was let go.
Yeah.
So I was just an intern before that. So I had no experience. And I'm sat there at my desk, not a clue what I'm doing. And people were going in the boardroom, coming out of the boardroom and just going out the door at 10 a.m.
So it was bad. It was really bad.
This is bad. But it was a bit of a restructure. You went?
Yeah, we don't talk about that. No, yeah. So I was in sales at that point. And as I said, I'm not a good salesman.
Because you were 18, weren't you?
I was 18 when I joined. Yeah. I had got a place at university lined up for automotive engineering because it had the word car in the title. And then,
he says, even though it's called automotive engineering,
yeah, I didn't. Yeah, see but
it doesn't have car.
It's a car. It could be
it could be a bus.
I really did make a good choice there. And got offered a job doing sales. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll be good at it. I wasn't good at it.
So, what sales experience did you have at the time?
I had sold a car, maybe one or two, and that's it. Okay. I was just not good, but I was just happy to be in the office. Yeah, really, yeah. And it was just. Because I was on one side of the office and Alex and all the editorial guys were on the other. And they'd be like, what wheels are on this? And I'd be like, the 18s, they're on this. And so, I got made redundant in 2016. And when I went into the boardroom, I said to Adnan, I was such a little wet wipe. I was like, if me leaving means that the company can continue, that's okay. But I said, if you need any help while I'm, if you guys are struggling with anything editorial, give me a shout because I've been doing some writing for CT at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, they were like,
used to do all the eBay things.
I used to do all the eBay articles. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was I was basically on intern pay and it was a 200 grand deal. And they were like, hey, you can just write it. And I was like, okay, cool.
Because doing those eBay things, because I had to do this.
Yeah.
They were the bane of my life. I hated them.
I loved them.
Okay, yeah.
It was like, just come up with six rare cars. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
What was this? What?
So we had a big eBay deal and part of that deal was we had to create editorial that would go on eBay's landing page. And it would be guides to, six of the rarest cars or stuff like that. And it took so much time. It took me so much time, maybe not so much time for Edwin, but you would just create them and I would just go through and just change wording here and there. And then we'd just go live and I'd be like, thank God for Edwin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so did that, got made redundant, did some work carried on doing eBay while I was made redundant. And then Adam was like, you can come back on social. And that was at the time when Will was also on social. And so we met then. And then, like Will said, every weekend we'd be like, oh, it's a car show. We can get free tickets through CT. Let's go. And we thought we were getting the good end of the deal. They'd be like, you can have a free £5 ticket if you work on Saturday.
Wow.
And we were like, oh, are you joking?
I don't think we ever expensed fuel or anything like that.
No, never.
We just went there fully out of our own pocket.
Filmed.
To film.
Photoed. Yeah. And then headed home.
Yeah.
So same for me. My dad got me into cars. He was he's an old Italian / German car fanatic.
Yeah.
So I was brought up hating BMWs.
Really?
And then when I was six, I saw the Italian Job, the remake, and it had an 8 series in it. And I asked my dad.
Sorry, the remake?
The remake.
When you were six?
Yeah. 2003.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
So some people rebel. They do they do drugs. They go out and party. You rebelled by buying BMWs.
So old BMWs are my thing, but also just anything weird. weird things.
You do like weird things.
I do like weird things.
I've got to say, I remember it was probably one of the coolest experiences was going to Edwin's house when I bought my MX-5 and then just turning up and in his garage, it's like, is it a free car garage?
It should be a free car garage.
It has more. But yeah, his dad's got a free car garage and there was a ramp in it.
Yeah,
and
I was like, he's got a proper lift in it.
Dreams. A ramp at home. Yeah. Now that is the coolest thing ever.
It really should mean that there's no excuse to have any broken cars.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It's the opposite, isn't it?
It's the opposite. Yeah, they're all broken.
And the dogs at your house.
Yeah, they're big.
They are big.
Yeah, big
dog. Yeah, that was in a video, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. The cappuccino video.
Suzuki cappuccino with one of your great dads. Which one was that one?
That's Hooli.
Hooli. Yeah.
He's still kicking about.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's still going.
Yeah. But yeah, you touched upon car shows and how you went to car shows. Shout out to Shedfest, May the 4th at Mallory Park. We have got Shedfest V2, bigger and better, 10,000 people. And the Top Dead Center guys are going to be there with their own marquee, with their own merchandise. And you're going to have to exercise your sales hat again.
Oh, of course.
So, yes.
There are shirts.
Not they will currently. Be
for sale.
Okay. There will be stickers and stuff. We need to get on to Chris, actually, and get those created. Oh.
And there's two more mystery guests that won't get announced till a later date.
Oh. Who's that?
Who's that?
Well, it's mystery guests.
Oh, it is mystery guests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Is it the I can't think.
Anyway, let's move on. Please get your Shedfest tickets. All of the show car tickets have run out. Spectators tickets. We still have a few left. So get those tickets because it is going to be an absolutely amazing show. We've got loads of really good partners on board as well. So yeah, get tickets for this year's best shit car show. It's going to be fantastic. So we all went for dinner recently, didn't we? With a couple of mystery guests as well.
Yeah.
Who shan't be
whoever they are.
Yes. Yeah. And we were all reminiscing about time when the 4 of us used to work for Car Throttle.
Yeah.
And there were just a lot of stories, many of which we can't actually discuss.
No.
But we have had some good times.
Yeah.
Some interesting times. Times on track and times when we've been out. Those are the ones that we probably can't actually.
Oh, I just remembered. Edwin, you were there on the Wales trip, weren't you? Where we went and did... were you there on the I-30? Was it the I-30N or?
Yes, I believe it was.
What was that? Slow car, fast driver.
Oh. Do you remember the night before that?
I do remember the night before now, yes. Purple Turtle, I believe it was.
Turtle Bay.
Oh, yeah.
So.
you weren't too well the morning after, were you?
No. So we decided to go to Turtle Bay before we went to a track shoot.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
stupid.
And they had 2-for-1 cocktails.
They did have that.
And at one point,
I think it was 8-for-1.
Yeah.
There was lots. And,
8-for-1. And I think how did we get away with expensing that?
We did expense it.
We did, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, of course we did.
Yeah. And I woke up in the morning knowing that I had to basically fly a drone around track while being sitting in the passenger seat while looking at a screen. And I was just dreading it because I was throwing up for about 2 hours in the morning.
Yeah. I was throwing up while I was doing the laps.
Yeah.
I remember coming down to the lobby where we were all like convening to leave and just seeing Rory just in shell shock, just like staring at the floor.
Do you remember in the morning that we were desperately trying to find somewhere that did breakfast?
Yep.
And we ended up walking all the way around the town.
Oh, that was so bad.
Because for some reason we refused to eat breakfast at the hotel.
Yeah.
And we spent a good 40 minutes walking around to then go back to the hotel and eat breakfast. It's so bad.
Yeah, but we have many other stories.
Yeah.
We actually have to have a group discussion.
We just work at what's allowed.
What is allowed. Yeah.
There's too many people to run things past.
Yeah.
Can we tell that? Can we include you? Can we include that part of the story?
We need a Google sheet that people can tick their name on and say, yes, I'm part of the story. I'm allowed.
Can we put the pizza in the oven?
Yeah. As you do.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, elaborate.
No, I can't elaborate on that one.
Right. This is another point of the show. Show, podcast, all right, ego. Where we go to 20 questions.
Ooh.
So, William Have you decided on a motor vehicle that we need to try and guess, and you can only answer with yes or no answers?
Yes.
Do you have a car?
Yes.
Question one, what is it?
Yes.
Oh, so
he's
I'm
good.
Right.
He's good.
Yes.
All right, do you want to kick us off, Rory? Question one.
Is it European?
Uh-oh. Oh my God.
Yes.
European.
Are you sure?
Includes the UK.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a UK car?
Yes.
Two questions.
Is the company still in production? Does it still make cars?
No.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh.
Is it pre-1980s?
Yes. It can be.
Could do.
Is it a TVR?
No.
Oh. Oh.
Is it powered by another manufacturer's engine?
Don't know.
Great.
Do you want to ask another question?
Yeah. Is it a V8?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Did the company produce motorbikes as well?
Very good.
No.
That's a good question, though.
It's good, but it's wrong.
Is it a sports car?
No.
Ooh. Is it a 4x4?
No.
Right, we're at 10 questions here.
Is it a hatchback?
Yes.
Okay.
You're never getting this.
This hurts my soul.
Is it an Austin?
Yes.
Oh! Okay. So is it an Austin Vandenplas?
Yes.
Yeah!
An Allegro Vandenplas.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Nice. 13 questions.
Very good.
I was waiting for a big grill question because I go, yes.
Yeah.
You'd be skewed into to Rolls Royce or Bentley. But,
As you were saying, you're never getting this.
You're never.
Yeah.
There we go.
You shouldn't have got that.
No.
If Edwin wasn't here, we probably may not have got that.
Yeah. I don't know. Rory's question, the bike question, that was good. No, I never thought that. Yeah. But that's a good way of narrowing that down.
It's because he's from Birmingham. That's where all the, everything was made.
Can I steal that?
Does it have wheels? No.
Is it on bricks? Yes.
How much was the stereo worth?
Right, I've run out of things to say. Rory, you're next.
Oh, electric car. So I've got the question.
What?
Back to electric cars.
Oh.
Rory's 1 hour DM.
Look, I'm going down on this. And this
all
is
right. Right. Sorry.
Jeez, that's
a family problem.
Wow, this section.
And these electric cars are going down. So basically, a lot of the manufacturers, what they're trying to petition for now is that they are trying to include, because you know obviously they have to hit the target that X a percentage of cars need to be electric.
Yeah.
So all of them are banding together and basically trying to say, can we include plug-in hybrids under this? Because that's the right thing to do. So I got an email from
Person.
Hope you're all good. Just listen to the latest podcast. And for what it's worth, Robin is a dick. So I think that was the guy who sent the email about saying I was incorrect.
He sent another one.
Did he?
Because wasn't it the last thing I said over to
you?
Did I respond?
You haven't responded, no.
Right, where's my laptop? Because I need to... Hold on.
Are we doing admin now?
Hold on. Yeah, Sorry, carry on.
Let me read this out then. So he said, I work for a well-known Japanese manufacturer in their European HQ.
Ford.
Please keep me nameless. And you're pretty much spot on with what you said. Every manufacturer is lobbying in the UK for the government to count carbon offset from hybrid and plug-in hybrids towards their ZEV mandate.
He's emotional about this.
Unlikely they'll count hybrids, but very likely they'll count plug-in hybrids. Just look at Honda. With one battery electric vehicle in their range, the Honda E, pulled as of this January, because Honda are basically saying that they're not going to do electric cars, which they've now price matching against a HR-V hybrid. 10K hit out the door, trying to save them 5K against the fine. Because they obviously get fined for every vehicle that they're when they don't meet the mandate, basically. Yep. Mazda, one beat BEV. What's a BEV?
Battery electric vehicle.
Battery electric vehicle in their lineup, which has a truly shit range. And Fiat have just written to the government to ask for support for a form of incentives. Long story short, as much as the UK government believe BEVs are the answer, they are not. And at least at the moment, they are not the answer.
Oh.
And this is from a man who works for a Japanese manufacturer, which apparently...
Supposedly.
So,
Yeah. I swear I do. No,
honestly.
My mum believes me.
But all right. Come on. We've had mine and Alex's opinions. What are your two?
Before we get into that, shall we hear from Robin?
Okay, go on.
So Robin is a man who works for an OEM.
Yeah.
And
We do have a lot of fights from listeners.
What was the last thing he was saying? So he was going from this year, the UK government is mandating that a certain proportion of new cars sold from every manufacturer have to be zero emissions vehicles, blah, blah, blah. That was the last thing that he said.
Yeah.
And then you were like, no, it's fucking shit. No, government's never changed their minds, have they?
I went in on
you're
Robin.
You're a little bitch.
Yeah.
So Robin has come back with, hello again, gents. I'll start with what I know will be a terribly controversial comment in general. I don't disagree with Rory. We don't know what the government might do in future. But for manufacturers, a significant deadline has already passed and the ZEV... What's ZEV?
Zero emission vehicle?
Thank you.
Yeah.
The zero emission vehicle mandate was indeed written into law for 2024. I don't work for an EV-only brand. It has sold ICE cars for decades. But now all high-volume manufacturers... who want to sell cars in the UK must do so in line with this legislation. Succinctly, yes, the government might change things, but the car industry has to plan and invest in achieving what the rules say today. 80% mix of zero emissions vehicles in 2030. While zero emission doesn't necessarily mean battery electric vehicles, for most manufacturers, they are the most viable way of achieving that timescale. And as more EVs hit the roads, more companies will cash in on putting chargers where there aren't any, cementing EVs as the norm for the foreseeable future. Having now spent a few weeks living with my own EV, I have to agree with Alex that as a form of getting around quickly and easily during the week, they really do make a lot of sense. I'm still keeping my V6 for the weekends though. Looking forward to seeing you all at Shedfest. Rory, please don't fight me. Cheers. And then Mystery Man, Robin.
I'm fighting him.
All right. You'll probably lose. I've never seen him, but
he's probably, yeah. Oh no, in an actual fight, probably.
He definitely will. So he agrees with you in some part, but it is written into law.
But that's why they're now trying to change the what counts towards that law, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's what I was never saying that we should stick with combustion. Like, I think plug-in hybrids are probably the way to go because for most people, they will be able to do their normal journeys back and forth on electric.
Like the BMW i3, which I think is a fantastic car. It just doesn't work for what we need it for. i3 has got, the range extender has got a battery, obviously, and then it's got a two-cylinder 600cc engine that just charges that battery, which gives you more range. That is a fantastic idea. So the engine doesn't drive the wheels. The motors drive the wheels. The engine is just there to supplement the motors, which is good thinking, I think.
Is it still plug-in, though?
That is not plug-in. No.
That's what I think the issue is, though. How in the UK, how are we going to have plug-in cars? People in London, our street, when we lived in London, there was a guy who was running a cable up to his second-story floor through his window to charge his car. What?
Don't cover your beautiful face because
very apologies. It's my first time. Please be gentle.
Is this your first time on a podcast?
I believe so.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Josh.
Joshy. You're going for a wee. Joshy is currently working on my X5.
Yeah.
Putting Apple CarPlay in. Has it gone well? He's just closed the door.
It's not gone well.
Sorry, Edwin, you were saying.
No, but like, do you not think that?
This is my whole point. We have no, think of all the people living in terraced houses.
Yeah.
There's been no infrastructure in place. Like, there is a structure in place for about, 10% of people probably own 10% of people probably own electric cars now?
Yeah.
I don't think it's even that much when actually, I think it's a higher number of new car sales, but the actual, cars in the UK, I reckon it's probably maybe a couple of percent.
Probably about that.
But that seems like already that is what we can handle because we're when you drive past a lot of these electric car chargers, they're full a lot of the time. It's no one's invested in it. There's not a way of even our own electric network. If every single car was electric, we can't even charge them. We'd have blackouts.
Yeah, that's true. So, and also I've been knocking about in the Tesla a little bit and charging it at home with a 3-pin socket. It charges 6 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not good enough.
No.
No.
And yeah, I could get a wall charger, but I'm not ready to take that leap.
I had that Honda E when I was at CT
yeah.
on press loan for 6 months because I was lucky enough that I could sometimes get press cars. And I was so excited by the Honda E. I mean, we'll probably attest the amount of times I was like, this guy's best looking car. It looks so cool. I love yeah. it. And they said, yeah, you can have one. And they were like, yeah, we can't do a wall charger, so you have to have a 3-pin. It took 19 hours to
oh,
charge
shit.
It. And it would do 100 miles at best.
Yeah, yeah.
When it was,
have they axed the Honda E now?
I think so, yeah. I think yeah. it's gone.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, from January. That's what he was just saying, from
oh,
January.
Really? Oh, yeah.
But that's the other thing as well. Like, yeah, you and then people come back going, oh, yeah, but you get a wall charger. But are you forgetting about a lot of the UK that live in rental accommodation?
Yeah.
You can't. You know, you can't just install a wall charger and hook yeah. it up to the electrics willy-nilly.
And you can't plan your journey to work by going via a supercharger so you can get home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not feasible.
No.
But yeah. So the hybrids, I think we all agree,
are
a really good way of doing it. Would you be happy driving a car with motors and batteries if it had an engine supplementing those motors? Or do you just always want an engine powering the car?
Yeah.
I think it depends on what it's being used for.
Okay.
I think that's the thing with electric cars. They have a use
yeah.
to some people. If you are only doing 5 miles a week
yeah.
and you
yeah.
have an electric car and you're willing to wait, great. And you live in a city and you just want something small and what it's fine. But if you are doing more than 5 miles a week, then I would prefer an engine, but we're obviously all going to be biased.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
We want something to make a noise.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I'm in a minority where I'd always rather have something cheap that I like instead of something that's good and reliable. Like, I'll drive that E36 until the wheels fall off.
What do you mean, like that car that you bought yesterday, your crew car?
No, we don't. No, I don't.
We don't talk about that?
No, we didn't buy a car yesterday.
Right. Okay.
That was an animation.
right, okay. Yeah. Was that also an animation of the money coming out of the account?
No, that was real.
We've got that.
The guy in Birmingham had you at gunpoint. Yeah, Alex, the car's fine.
No, yeah, I always just prefer keeping an older car going.
Yeah.
I also think it's, if you're into cars, like, that sounds a bit, like, I don't know what the word is, but to be like, just keep an old car going, it's easy. People don't have time.
Yeah,
you know, people want a reliable car to get in and go. I'm lucky enough that I can spend the weekend tinkering with it and getting it going. But I would always just rather have a car, a real car.
This is why I'm going to be so fascinated in another 3-4 years' time when we start getting these electric cars that are getting to the price of what our Tesla was.
Yeah.
Like, what is going to happen to them then? Because we don't... The problem is you've got all these EV manufacturers. None of them want you touching it. Like at home, none of you want, they don't even want third party people touching it.
Mm.
Like Tesla, we have no sort of people to look at them for cheap. So it's like, well, then I don't want to buy a cheap Tesla. So are we just going to have this sort of world where, like, I think in China, they had loads of like electric scooter companies and electric bike rental companies where you know, but they were all basically produced way too many to the fact that there was just a scrapyard then full of these electric scooters and electric bikes because they had too many of them. Is it going to be like that where these cars are sort of only 6-7 years old, but then it's just like scrap?
Mm. We'll find out.
Yeah. I'm going to be so interested whether we just become that sort of, you know, a car is only meant to last 6-7 years and then that's it.
Speaking of EVs, you had quite a good idea this morning, didn't you?
I did. I told Alex about we called it the Raleaf.
The leaf. The rally.
Did you ask the question?
I did ask.
Multiple leaves.
Yes.
Are they leaves or are they leafs?
Leafs. I did also ask for the Tesla if we could have it, and he said no.
Oh.
Sorry. Well, so no, just because it's on air suspension, it would just be really messy for you guys. Yes. I want you guys to have a good life.
Okay.
So it's a leaf.
Yeah.
That's a leaf.
Yeah, we want to build an off-road leaf.
An off-road leaf. Imagine that.
Because instant power.
Yep.
Cool. The only thing that I have looked up that's a bit of an issue is that it doesn't like when it loses traction and you can't turn the traction fully off. But there'll be someone who can help with that.
Yeah.
Could you actually complete a rally circuit?
Yeah. And
yeah.
People moan about the leaves,
levies,
the levs range.
Leaf eyes.
Doesn't matter. How long is a rally stage? A couple miles? 3 miles?
Yeah, then you're done for.
Yeah, yeah. But have you seen a used leaf's battery life?
40 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not doing that.
That is incredible, isn't it? A car that can only do 40 miles and then you need to then, because it doesn't even have fast charging.
No.
It's like you have to wait 4 hours then to charge it back up again.
There are human beings with more.
Yeah, why not? Hey, if you like that idea, let us know. Maybe we'll do it.
And make sure you subscribe to Top Dead Center, because what you guys have got coming is very, very, very exciting. Yeah. I want to bring it back to Car Throttle.
Okay.
Because obviously we all spend a lot of time at Car Throttle. Best memories? Or like trips that we went on together?
The 2017, 18? Yeah. We had a getaway. We called it the getaway.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was kind of us, the staff, being rewarded for. I think we had an all right. We had a good year.
Yeah.
So we all went away to a big house up north somewhere, and we had a track day booked. And obviously, Edwin and I were
Edwin's
very
squinting
excited.
Again. What's going on?
Edwin and I were
something's not gone well.
I don't like talking about this.
It's such a painful memory, to be fair. It is extremely painful. Anyway,
did you go, Rory?
So I actually joined 2 days after you got back.
That makes me feel a lot better, actually.
That was planned, actually. Yeah.
I had months of everyone going, God, that getaway was good, wasn't it?
So, Will, what car did you have at that time?
For the getaway, the Car Throttle getaway.
I can't remember what I saw. I just bought an Evo 8.
Oh, wow. How was it?
It was amazing.
And it wasn't stock. Yeah. It was quick.
It was quick. It was like 400, it was 400 horsepower. And I was like, great. This is perfect for my first track day. Where was it?
Was it Blyton?
It was Blyton.
Why am I looking at Rory? I wasn't there.
Rory, where were the beds in that house? Were they up there?
Yeah, well, you know, you all had to share a room and everything like that.
This is the best thing.
And it had a tennis court, you know.
And a swimming pool.
Do you know how I know all of this information?
And a sauna.
Because everyone was telling me, Edwin.
I was going to say, Rory's heard it so many times, it might as well have been there.
I have a picture of, I think, 11 men in a sauna.
11 men in a sauna is what the photo's called.
It was nice.
It's quite hot. Yeah, it's quite hot.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, but that track day, I thought Evo 8, great. My first ever track day, it spun a bearing.
Oh!
Two, three weeks before the track day.
Shit. So didn't it spin while you two were out on a drive,
was it?
Actually, we had been working on it the day before. Only doing a radiator. Radiators can't spin bearings.
I can't be blamed for it this time.
We can't be blamed. And then I took it out for a drive the next day, did a pull, and I just heard... And then it went, got faster with revs, and my heart just sank, because I'd never had anything fail like that.
I remember this so vividly, actually,
because this was when I just started and you were getting so much shit from everyone.
This was the great thing about Car Throttle, about that kind of that atmosphere we had, is that it doesn't matter what car you had, how cool it was.
Yep.
If something went wrong, even if it didn't go wrong, you got ribbed for it. Yeah. And you got ribbed for a very, very long time.
Oh my God.
Even if it was the best car in the world, it was also the shittest car in everyone else's eyes.
Yeah, I mean, Adnan had a GTR and probably got the most stick from it.
Oh yeah, that was shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's because it was rusty though.
Yeah. And crashed into a chicken.
I hit a chicken at 100 miles an hour in Romania with that. Yeah. And apparently I did quite a lot of damage behind the bumper.
Yeah. Chicken.
And Ethan curbed all the wheels.
Ethan did curb the wheels, on Gumball. God, that was a trip. And a half, and Edwin, we've obviously spoken about Will's lack of car. What car did you bring?
I brought the passenger seat of Will's mum's car. That's how I got to. Will brought his mum's Fiesta, and I was in the passenger seat.
Fantastic.
Because my MX-5, I was trying to turbo it for the track day, and just didn't get anything done in time, and everything broke. And I think I might have cracked a head at that point or something. I think something had broken on the car as well. So there was no cars.
So for those of you who don't know, Edwin, and he just keeps banging on about this, he keeps saying that the MX-5 is the best car in the world.
Wrong.
And he just won't let this drop. And he convinced us all to get MX-5s as well.
I did do that.
You did do that.
But I maintain their shit.
But you have one and you spent thousands on
it. Exactly. Because this is the point of MX-5s. Everyone's like, they're the best cars ever. They're not. They're shit cars. But you can make them good. You can make them whatever you want them to be.
But they'll always be a little bit shit.
Including a paperweight.
If you went out and bought a Z3 instead, you're better off. If you bought an MR2, you're better off. But you can do more to an MX-5 and make it yours.
Yes.
That's the beauty of what they are. Indeed. That I agree with. But everyone's like, oh, they handle so well. No, they don't. They're floppy.
Yeah, they are shit from factory.
You need coils. Yeah. Everyone's like, I've bought an MX-5. It's really good. And it's good because it's on coils and it's turbo and I've got anti-roll bars and I've done all this. That's a modified MX-5. Yeah.
Do you know the most ironic thing about MX-5s is they're only good if you've got a hard top.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they make so floppy.
So much better.
So floppy, yeah.
So yes, I've owned 8 of them, I think, now. And they're all shit. And my one that I still own has been abandoned for 4 years. It might come back soon.
Are we going to get to see that on Top Dead Center?
Maybe. If there's a video for it, who knows?
There will be a video for it.
I remember going around to yours when we did my MX-5, and yours was just, it looked like the most abandoned car I've ever seen. It, like, all the tires were flat. It was underneath, I'm pretty sure, from memory, it was Jesus Christ. It's all right.
He can't stand here. MX-5's in pain.
And I believe it was under a plastic tarp as well. It wasn't even like a car cover.
It was a tire holding that tarp down. I think it was.
And it just looked so abandoned. I was looking at it going like, I would fucking love to have this MX-5 because it was turboed. It had no rust.
Well, should we tell the story? What? Goodwood, on the way to Goodwood.
That's a good one. This is another
weekend of us spending our own money and our own time going to Goodwood.
I've noticed a theme here. Whenever you guys spend time together with cars, stuff breaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're very expensive friends, aren't you?
Yeah,
pretty much. But this was Evo post-engine.
And I was post-turbo.
Edwin had been turboed, so we were up and running. We were back in business. The boys were at it.
We go.
We went to Goodwood on a weekend. There was an event there, and there's some quite good roads by Goodwood, and then it got to a bit uphill. And the Evo was a fair bit quicker than the MX-5 at the time.
Yeah.
And I've sort of floored it to the speed limit up the hill. Edwin's chased me, and then I just lost Edwin. I didn't see him, and then I turned around, came back, and he was at the side of the road. I thought, okay. Something's gone wrong, and it did go wrong.
So to explain, we're in the middle of it's called Cocking Hill for those of you that know it near Goodwood.
Yeah,
it's a very nice road, and there was a temporary traffic light on this road, and Will and I got there first, and so Will was at the front of the traffic light, I was behind him, and we could see over the crest of this hill a perfectly straight road.
Yeah,
and I was like, right, I'm getting left behind here. I've got 250 odd horsepower. But my tuner had said, look, I've put flat shift on in this.
Right, yeah.
But just know that your boost control is a little bit iffy. So if you flat shift, it spikes the boost to about 15 or 16 PSI, which is too much for a standard block MX-5.
Yep.
And I was like, and I'd said to him, I won't do that. I won't do flat shift. And then when the light went green, Will took off. I was like, well, I need to try everything I can. And I believe I flat shifted. It was either third to fourth or fourth to fifth. And all I saw, I remember holding the steering wheel and looking up at the rearview mirror, and I couldn't see anything. And I looked back down at the speedo. I looked back down, the speedo was still going, but the oil pressure gauge was at zero. And then I looked back at the rearview mirror and thought, why is that smoke there? And I threw a rod out the side of the block at about 7,500 RPM. And it went in second gear.
Yeah.
It went bang big time and pulled over to the side of the road and looked back up the road, and there was just a trail of oil.
Oh, shit.
And yeah, Will came back just laughing. Before he had his window down, I could just hear laughing, and I was just looking into my block, and I could see through the block to the other side.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so yeah, we waited. The best part of it was the AA guy came, he recovered it, and he was like, you jumping in? And I was like, no, mate, we're going to Goodwood. And he was like, what? You're not coming back to your house with me? I was like, no, you can take it back to my house. I'm jumping in the car with Will. We're going to Goodwood. And we went to a player's show.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Just walked around all day taking photos of cars.
Fantastic.
The best bit about that, the AA man, we're on the, what was it? It was on the phone. It was on the phone. And they said, like, you know, because obviously they're normally used to tire punctures and whatever. Yeah. And it's buggered. Can you please bring something to tow it away?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's broken. And it was like, I can see a hole in the engine. And they did send, I think they did send one first, didn't they?
They always have to.
He turned up in a Transit, and I was like, oh no, man. And he got out. He was a really nice guy. And he went, you sure a boost pipe hasn't popped off? And I was like, look at the oil trail going half a mile up the road. And now come and look. I'll go on one side of the engine. You go on the other, and we'll say hi to each other. And then he went, fair enough. All right, we'll pick it. We'll put it on the dolly. Off we go. But yeah. So that car's gone through four engines.
Wow.
Okay. Is it working then now?
Huh? I was going to say earlier, the whole scene where you said there's a tire on the bonnet and a cover over it hasn't moved since you saw it.
Really?
No.
4 years.
Wow.
I reckon you try and get that fixed.
We might. Maybe we will.
What's wrong with it?
Attempt it.
It needs a new block. It needs another new block. It needs a turbo. And it should run.
You're in the days now where MX-5 engines are no longer 100 quid on Facebook Marketplace.
I've been watching.
What's the rust situation?
It's perfect. I got it done.
He got it done by the MX5 restorer.
I got it done properly. That was like, Will will tell you, as much as I dislike MX5s, I love that car. It's my first ever proper car. And I saved up, I scrimped every penny I had because I was living in London. I couldn't afford to save much.
Oh shit, yeah, yeah.
And I think I was saving like 100 or 200 quid a month max with everything. And I scrimped up enough money to get the rust done and done properly. So fair thankfully, play. The car's fair okay. Play.
Good.
But it's just, you know, it's just the me that's wrong with it.
Yeah. Because Phil's got a bit of rust. So.
Oh.
Yeah, still.
Yeah. Oh, but I thought that was
you can poke a hole through it.
Yeah. Well, this is, now you're this is lightweight for the track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give me the diff bushes and I will beat the shit out of that. Or Stiggy will.
Okay, yeah.
And if it doesn't, then just the video never happened.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, delete it.
Yeah. Anyway, are we should we calm it down now? Should we call it?
Yeah, we can call it there. Yeah.
Before we go though, Will and Edwin, succinctly, why should people subscribe to Top Dead Center?
So we're like a better version of Auto Alex, really. Yeah. So
fair.
And Car Throttle and Overdrive.
Yeah.
As well.
I can't say that.
We can't.
You
say
said
that.
You said there was no blood loss, and now you just apparently hate everyone.
Yeah, I hate them all. We're aiming for world domination.
Yeah.
No one is safe.
But yeah, I mean, it's safe to say, I think everyone knows now, we are all part of the same team now.
Yeah.
And we will probably need a bigger cipher at some point, won't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Very soon. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't call them that.
Two beanbags. Just two.
Just two. Or a big one. One big
one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or a bed.
Oh. Can we get an Emma Mattress sponsor? Have a Pong the Bed podcast.
Emma, weren't you Emma Mattress sponsored on Car Throttle?
Yeah.
Oh, Emma.
Yeah.
Come on.
I sleep on that mattress every night. It's great. It's actually great.
What about a Ford Focus, like having a bed, putting a bed inside of it? Then one of them could be in there.
Who?
The mystery guest.
Anyway.
God damn it, Rory.
You said mystery guest. Like a guest. Okay, just could be a guest. All right? It's not permanent. Everyone calm down, all right? I like how we're just throwing fuel on the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, you wanted to say something about...
I did want to say that. I especially really appreciate all of the comments and everything that you guys have you know, given towards me positively. But I just want to say... Don't go into the CT comments and, you know, cause shit or stir. There are still people that work there that are very good at what they do and try to do stuff. I've been in the same position when Alex left. You get lots of comments being like, oh, just pack it in, mate. It's not worth it. And when you're trying, it's not that nice. So, you know, people like Matt Robinson are there. He's been there for longer than I have.
Yeah.
He's been doing stuff for years and years and years.
Matt Robinson was like the fourth employee.
Exactly.
Car, wasn't he, or something?
No, I think he was like second or third.
Was he?
Yeah. He was very, very early doors.
Yeah. And like, so his videos on CT Extra, he's been doing that forever.
Yeah.
And there's people in there being like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
I can understand that you're frustrated with CT. I was too. That's why I left. But, you know, give people a chance. Don't,
give them a chance.
You know, yeah. You know, don't go in there causing shit.
Think of it like a divorce.
Yeah.
And now you've got two birthdays.
Yeah. Twice the presents.
Yeah. Yeah. Good words from Edwin there. To round off, the Auto Alex...
divorce is taking all the kids.
Jesus Christ. To round off the Auto Alex podcast 24, thank you very much to Edwin and Will for being our very esteemed, not only guests, but colleagues now as well. We can call each other best colleagues. From us, we've got loads of really cool stuff coming on Auto Alex. You can obviously see the Porsche 911 that TDC guys are going to be working on. Shedfest tickets. Go buy those. You'll see us. You'll see the TDC guys. Merchandise will be available for those guys as well very, very soon. But from us, thank you very much for watching, listening, and writing into the podcast, which is?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Fantastic. Even though we didn't shout anyone out this week because we were just a bit shit.
Yeah.
But please keep them coming. And please keep your love and support for not only us, but for the TDC guys as well. And also Car Throttle as well, because stuff has changed, but it doesn't mean that it's all doom and gloom. Okay. You've just got another really awesome YouTube channel to follow. And with that, from us, have a great week. Whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability. Thank you very much. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Keep waving.